keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, he's crazy about this rocking and roll. In your soul, it makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Oh, Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh.
Long, but we're going to do it for about an hour. How's that? That's pretty good if you can do it for about an hour. Welcome to the April 14th, 2005 edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo, and as always, I always say this every week, it's great to have you here near a sound source to listen to this great vocal group harmony. We open up tonight's show with the Five Wings and something called Raka Laka, originally issued on the King label in March of 1955. And then King reissued it again in April of 1959, a nice show opener. A little later on in the show, I will be giving out free tickets to what used to be the All Vinyl show here in Edison, New Jersey. It's on April 24th. It's not all vinyl this time. It's vinyl, CDs, videos, paper goods, all kinds of stuff. So some of you may not have been interested in it before might want to check it out this time. I'll be giving free tickets away in a little while.
She cutie pie.
Look there, got cutie pie. She just there, sing by and by. Cause she look good to me. Oh my cutie pie. Well, she's got great big eyes. That makes me sympathize. Cause oh, I sigh, I sigh. Oh my cutie pie. Well, she the kind of old baby, the kind that you adore. Well, she the kind of old baby. You go around in circles,
hey.
Pretty mama, look, my cutie pie.
Ooh.
My cutie pie.
Ooh.
My cutie pie.
Ooh.
Oh, my cutie pie.
Something that originally came out, believe it or not, on the Elf label in about 1960, and then it came out on the Swingin' label a little while after that. That's the Hollywood Saxons, and that was called It's You. And just before that, the Five Bells, something that was recorded for Modern out in California, 1954, and they didn't issue it for a long, long time. It was issued, I think, in the 70s on a label called Stolper, and it is out again now. That's the Five Bells with My Cutie Pie. And before that, I know the sound may not have come out too clear on the Solitaires with What Did She Say on Old Town from April 55 I have down here, I believe. Can I read my own writing? I'm 58. Anyway, it came out in the mid to late 50s. The Solitaires, that was 1955. Old Town, and What Did She Say? I do have a little sad, a big sad note to say right now. I just was notified just a few hours ago about the passing of one of the great record collectors and one of the nice guys in this hobby, actually. Big Mike Calderulo passed away yesterday. And he's, everyone who knew Mike knows, knew what a great, great person he was. And he loved the music, absolutely loved the music. Was one of the great members of UGHA. You can see him there regularly. Was very much into the soul sound also. And he really is going to be missed. That was a big, big, shocking surprise to me today. And I'm very sad over this. And I know anyone who knew Mike feels the same about that. And I, if you didn't know this before, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. But we will go on. And actually, tonight, I happen to have four cuts by one of his all-time favorite groups. The Imperials, anyway, and Little Anthony and the Imperials. And we're going to hear two of them now, and two of them a little later on in the show. The two we're going to play now do not feature Little Anthony. I played something by the Imperials last week, and I said I wasn't sure if that was George... another lead singer, I'll think of it in a minute. And I definitely was not. I'm going to flip that side over, that record over, and play the other side of that. George Kerr, that's what I'm thinking of. And it was George Kerr last week, and it's George Kerr this week, at least for these two. We will hear A Short Prayer by Anthony and the Imperials. I don't think there's anybody named Anthony in the group, which is a way of, you know, selling records, but it's George Kerr singing lead on the New Time label, 1962. But before that, I'm going to play something that the record just says the Imperials, and it's not even trying to capture Little Anthony's fame, but it does have George Kerr singing lead, something, a great record called Faithfully Yours on the Carlton Records label from December of 1961. So here's Faithfully Yours and something called A Short Prayer by the Imperials.
I'll try not.
Yes, and there we had it, too, by the Imperials, the group with, when Little Anthony was not with them. That was George Kerr singing lead. First, we heard Carlton, December 1961, and then A New Time, 1962, Faithfully Yours, and then A Short Prayer. Now it's time, you know, I do this twice a year as a service to you, not only record collectors, but now, since it's not just all vinyl, to music collectors. Not just in the local area, even if you're in the internet. I'm going to show you how you can get free tickets to this Music Explosion, it's what it's called now. Groovy Productions presents the Music Explosion. That's going to be Sunday, April 24th. And I know that's a problem for some people, but that's when it is. So it's Sunday, April 24th at the New Jersey Convention and Expo Center in at the Raritan Center in Edison, New Jersey. There will be all kinds of things there, everything, videos, LPs, CDs, 45s, autographs, it'll be rock music, all kinds of vocal music, soundtracks, country, you name it, sheet music, magazines, autographs, etc., doo-wop, ethnic, metal, dance, jazz, anything you can imagine, they're probably going to have it there. So if you would like a free ticket, you have to call me tonight during the show. Now, you got to be patient, because if I don't answer the phone right away, means I'm either engineering or talking to someone else on the phone. If I don't get you right away, I'll stay a little bit after the show, too, to catch up with some names. So the number to call is 732-932-8800. I'll give you a couple of free tickets to this show. It opens at, I guess, about 10 o'clock. It doesn't say that here. It usually does open at 10 o'clock. It's and it's this Sunday, April 24th. So anybody interested, give me a call, perhaps during the next set or sometime at when the music is playing. Okay, so we'll do that. Now, next thing I have up for you on the turntable is came out on the Nocturne label, Nocturne, in 1955 by a blues guy called Buster Brown, and he's backed up by a group called the Thrillers. I do not know if this Thrillers group is related to any other Thrillers groups that recorded. But let's give a listen right now to Buster Brown and the Thrillers on Nocturne, 1955, and their version of For Sentimental Reasons.
dream of Dr. Aaron Lonely. And somehow or another, you see, I can go to bed and I dream of you every night. When I wake up in the morning, I feel kind of lonely. But when I see you sitting over on the studio cot, and you are always inside, you know,
something by a group called the Kents, on the Argo label from June of 1958. That was With All My Heart and Soul. And ahead of that, Buster Brown and a female group called the Thrillers. Actually, if I look at the label, it says Buster Brown. Then underneath it says Charles Lucas and the Thrillers. I don't hear Charlie in there anyplace, but the Thrillers certainly did thrill me. Now, a couple of announcements. I'll do this kind of quick. We'll say hi to some people who contacted the Big Beat Show in the last week or two. First of all, hi to Mike Pino. Thanks very much for that interesting, once again, package of clippings, etc., that you like to send. I always like to to receive them. Thanks, Mike, and hi to Linda, too. Also, I want to say hi to Al Stack. Good to know that you're out there listening, Al. And Rich McHale, I'm glad to hear you're doing better. And Mark Morrison, always good to converse with you. Also want to say hi to Flo Fox in New York City. And Lillimore Luwander in Gothenburg, Sweden. So all those people, plus all the other people who listen regularly, hi to everybody out there. And I have some good stuff to tell you about the next 2 weeks, too. First of all, Richard Skelly will not be here next week, and I'll be filling in for him, doing an hour and a half of group stuff and then an hour and a half of blues. I can't wait to program that hour and a half of blues that I'll be doing myself. But for the first hour and a half, we're going to have special guests here for the first time on the radio as record collectors anyway. Tony and Sandra Gomez will be here coming down from Bayonne. And they'll be playing some of their records from their rare record collection. They also happen to be singers with a group called Remembrance, and we'll talk a little bit about that also. But they're not here as the group Remembrance. They're here as record collectors. And I'm glad that we have the hour and a half to provide for them. So we should look forward to that next week right here on the Big Beat Show. And I'll be filling in for Richard, as I told you, on the Low Budget Blues Show after that for an hour and a half. Then, on the 28th, Mr. Popeye will be back playing all 78s. Yes, it's a 78 show, and was over at his house, and we picked out some beautiful mint 78s, 90% of which have never been played here before on the Big Beat Show. So 90 minutes of Mr. Popeye's 78s, and then for the next hour and a half of the Low Budget Blues Show, Mr. Popeye will also program that from Blues 45s. He's got some really, really rare Blues 45s. And is knowledgeable on that subject, too. So on the 28th, another three-hour show here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. Yes, Richard?
Well, I'm in New Orleans.
Yes.
The blues show will be in good hands.
Absolutely will. I always take care of it for you. So that's Richard. Richard is on tonight, of course, at 8 o'clock with his usual... You got anything special on tonight, Richard? What's up tonight on the Low Budget Blues Show?
We have New Jersey Folk Festival guests.
Okay, guests from the New Jersey Folk Festival right here tonight.
And an a cappella gospel group is performing there, called Final Message.
Final Message. Okay, I'm going to listen to that on the way home in the car then. All right, great. So that's about it for our announcements here on the Big Beat Show tonight. Let's go to a 45 RPM you may know this guy, Johnny Morissette, or Morissette. He had a hit record on, I guess it was on the SAR label, called Meet Me at the Twistin' Place, Sam Cooke's SAR label. This one predates it. This is Johnny Morissette and a group, and it's almost definitely the Soul Stirrers backing him up on this, on the SAR label from 1961. Let's give a listen to something called Dorothy, not Dorothy, but Dorothy, D-O-R-T-H-Y.
Whoa, I sit around a wondering about your view of me.
Yeah, Little Anthony and the Imperials were definitely one of Big Mikey's favorite groups, and I want to send those last two that we just played for him and the memory of Mikey, and it's not going to be out of my mind for a long time and a lot of people's. I still got some more tickets to give away. Thanks to those of you who already won, but I got a few more tonight, and I'll probably have some more next week, too. Oh, yeah, internet listeners, I forgot to tell you this. This show will be, if you're listening live, you can email me at bigbeat2001@aol.com, and I'll have the tickets at the door for you if you're going to fly in from Australia or wherever you're going to fly in from for this show. It doesn't matter where. I'll have the tickets at the door for you, or I will have them mailed to you. So if you're going to, for those of you who are not sure and can call next week, which is just a few days before the show, again, I'll have them for you at the door, okay? So you can email me at bigbeat2001@aol.com. And don't forget, this show is live streaming at nj.com/WRSU and is archived at group-harmony.com.
Boom, 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 boom.
WRSU FM New Brunswick. father, sons and brothers, Lord, overseas. We have fathers, sons and brothers, overseas. Some have families, have several loans. Some will never, never return home. Mercy, Lord, Lord, if you please,
we are going, going up to heaven, down on our knees, for we are going up to heaven, down on our knees.
Oh, Lord.
Then we'll all rise together, and we'll face the rising sun.
Lord, if you please. Thousands and thousands of men are dying on land and sea, on land and sea. That you, your son and daughter, may be free. If we'll just fall down, down on our knees, and pray to God for victory. Mercy, Lord, if you please.
Yeah, that on the Bluebird label from about 1944 for all our troops overseas. That was the Southern Sons and Lord Have Mercy. And before that, we heard the Monograms on the Saga label, November 1957. And My Baby Dearest Darling and the Valentines gave us Story of Love on Rama from September of 1956. Let's go to a group from Nassau in the Bahamas. John Shaw and the Dellos, 1958, on the UC label. Why Did You Leave Me?
Why?
Yeah, that's could be one of my all-time favorite female leads. It's always, well, never get tired of hearing that. Ruby Whitaker and the Pyramids out of Connecticut, 1957, on the Mark X label. And that was, of course, I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire. And Why Did You Leave Me by John Shaw and the Dellos on U-C, 1958. Thanks for hanging in there with me tonight, gang. And I'll be back next week. As I mentioned, I'll be here for 3 hours next week and the week after. Special guests Sandy and Tony Gomez for the first hour and a half. And then I'll be giving you an hour and a half of great blues records. And Richard Skelly is on tonight. He'll be here in just a few minutes. And we're going to take it out with something that I've played this before, and I probably will play this again. It was recorded in 1954, but just never released by the Josie label. This is a really, really great record by a group that had just a couple of records, even back then in the 50s, the Teardrops. I'm going to go out of here with the song called A Fool Was I. And I'll be taking more, thanks to those of you who ordered a ticket or asked for tickets. They'll be sent out to you within a day or two, and I'll be doing the same thing next week. So may harmony be with you until next time. Here are the Teardrops and A Fool Was I. Good night. Oh,